Hi, hello, and good morning. My name is Adela Wisdom, and welcome to my show. I'm running for Congress for United States Representative of the 3rd Congressional District of Missouri. I reside in Callaway County, Williamsburg, to be specific. I am 42 years old. I'm married. I do not have any children, unfortunately, but my husband and I are in the middle of adopting, trying to get our home up to par so we could pass the home inspection. I have two dogs, two beautiful dogs. One's named Rosie and one's named Tonka. And I have a cat named Mimi. I'm a small farmer. I reside on about 8 acres. And I sell my products from my eggs to baby chickens or baby ducks to houseplants. We make soaps. And I also loom and crochet and whatnot. And we sell our products at farmers markets on sides of the roads. And that's how we make our living. My husband is also a small-time side carpenter. He just does side jobs for friends and families in the neighborhood. I'm an activist and an advocate for judicial reform. I have traveled all around the world, from Australia to Canada. I've even had the opportunity to speak at the United Nations when it comes to judicial reform. I'm really passionate about that. I think it's a very important issue that branches off into all different aspects of our life. And I just don't realize people realize how intense the judicial system is and how much of influence and it affects our life on a daily basis. So I'm an advocate for that. Like I said, I moved out here about 8 years ago from San Diego, California. I'm originally grew up in Hawaii. I moved out there before I can remember and spent my life there until I was in fifth grade. And that was with my mother and my brother. And then I moved to San Diego to move with my father and my stepmother and my two other brothers. And I lived there and I got married at a very young age and divorced 7 years later. And since then I went to college. I have my associate's degree in finance. I was a senior at San Diego State University when I was in a severe bicycle accident. And I really badly broke a lot of the bones in my right foot, and I almost lost my left toe, and I didn't walk for a better part of 4 years without assistance, and everything just changed. My whole life changed. I lost my job of 8 years. I had a drop out of school, and I found myself with a disability, and it's been a long road to recovery, but through this process, I became an advocate, and I was a small business owner, and I sat on the town councils. I was appointed to a couple of different committees, and I really got into the world of politics I've always been really passionate about, but I realized my calling, and a couple years ago, I ran for state representative. I did not win my primary, but I learned so much from it that I realized that what I'm really trying to do is get into Congress and really be up at the top of where rules, regulations, and restrictions, and are not restrictions, and are not rules, and are not regulations, either implemented or not implemented, and that's Congress. So that's why I've decided to run for United States Representative of the 3rd Congressional District of Missouri, because I believe that I could be the change that people want to see. I think people are really tired of, you got the extreme leftist, and you got the extreme right, and people in Congress are forgetting they have a job to do. And that's represent the will of their constituency, and not all their constituency falls upon the Republican or the Democratic side. There's constitutionalists, there's libertarians, there's the Green Party, and everybody in between. And the people in office need to remember that they represent the entirety of everybody, we the people, and it's their diligence, it's their due diligence and their responsibility to act accordingly and to make sure that they're representing all of the people. And that means taking a step aside and realizing what your job is and what you're doing and what you're there and who you're there to represent and bring compromise and find a common ground. Use a common sense approach to finding reasonable ground. So if you live in District 43, which is northern Jefferson County, extends all the way to north and west past St. Louis area, pretty much covering much of the east central Missouri, a couple of the districts. And that area fall from Camden to Franklin to Jefferson to Miller to Osage, and even parts of Warren as well, and parts of St. Charles. So I'm really excited, and I'm very eager to be able to serve District 3. And I believe that I have everything that everybody that you're looking for in an elected official. I'm open to any questions, comments, and concerns on my webpage. Della Wisdom has all of my contact information, including my personal address, my cell phone number, and my email. So I really want people to reach out and talk to me. I'm not going to be taking dark money from big organizations and big corporations. I'm really going to be running a grassroots campaign because I have a theory that it doesn't take big money to run a campaign. It doesn't take big money for people to understand that you're compassionate about the issues that are at hand. It takes really talking with people and having them see that you're consistent and having them see where you stand on issues and not hiding behind your political party. So that's what I'm going to bring to Congress. And I really hope that everybody reaches out to me and follows me and follows my campaign and see what I can bring to Congress. So I asked people about, 45 days ago to start sending me questions about important topics. And we're going to discuss them regardless of how sensitive they are, how controversial they are, or even if we agree. And I hope that just because we disagree on one topic or one subject, it doesn't mean that you kind of throw away the card on me and be like, oh, well, she's a constitutional Republican. I'll never vote Republican. We'll slow down and let's see what I have to bring to the table. I have four of us. I have three opponents so far that are going to be, of my knowledge thus far, are going to be running for this position. And I hope that you realize that three of us are Republican and one is a Democrat. But I hope you look at our stances, our issues, and our opinions, and what we're going to bring to the table versus what party we reside with. And I feel like as the Republican, as the constitutional Republican running for this office, I'm not going to just vote on Trump's side because he's our president. I support President Trump, but I'm also an individual, and I'm also going to remember that I'm representing the will of my constituency and that it's okay to vote out of your party line or to fall out of your party line or to question your party line or to question the other side of the aisle. It's okay to have this conversation because I'm not going to Congress to make friends. I'm not going to Congress to make endorsements. I'm going to Congress to bring change. And I don't think a slogan belongs to a certain party. I don't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat. I think we're always looking for change. Our entire country is constantly changing. We are constantly evolving. We are constantly moving forward to the next step. And I think we need to remember that. And we want to make sure that we bring in people who are going to innovate new ideas and that are going to, you know, bring conversation to the table with supporting evidence, maybe, like I said, a common sense approach. So, which leads us to today's topic, which is Trump. I was asked, this is question number 26, do you support Donald Trump? Did you vote for Trump? And will you vote for Trump again in 2020? No, so it was a three question. And my answer is yes, I support our president. I support every president that we've ever had, even if I have not voted for him in the future, hopefully her, because I want our president to do good. Because when our president does good, we do good. Second question, did you vote for Trump? Yes, I did vote for Trump. And will I vote for Trump in 2020? At this point, I am leaning towards Trump. I don't have a lot of other opponents in the Republican Party to be looking at. I've looked at the independent candidates as well as the Democratic candidates, and there's not anybody that I can get behind at this moment. I mean, if you told me Candace Owens was running for president, you definitely might find me being like, I like her a lot. Possibly even Dan Crenshaw. I don't like I don't like some of the things that everybody, I don't ever support anybody 100%, nor have I ever. So I would be open to listening to it. But I think at the end of the day, when I choose to vote is when I go, who I'm voting for is when I decide when I go to the voting poll. Right there in front of me, I've figured it all out, but I'm not 100% sure until I go in and I check that box. I've changed my mind at the last moment. The very first time I voted for a president, I was 19 years old. It was in 1996, and I voted for Ross Perot. So that was independent. I liked everything that he stood for. I was very young at the time, but I also voted yes on Prop 215, and that was medical marijuana in San Diego, California. So I understand being open to change and knowing that you grow and you're always bringing new ideas and new platforms and new issues and new topics and new ways of thinking to the table. So I will always support all of our presidents. Like I said, even if I didn't vote for him or her, I want the best for our president and I want success for our country. So I don't pay attention to what the media and the other programs that follow our president. I don't look at that, right? I follow, I don't care what the media says about a person. Oh, what about his tweets? What about what he intended? What did he mean? Is he this? Is he a racist? Is he that? Is he misogynistic? Is whatever, you know what? I'm actually, look, I may not like the individual or the person that's running our country, but like I said, I want the best for them. So what I do is I follow the policies that they put in place. I pay attention to items and issues like our GDP. I watch for tax increase or tax cuts. I watch to see if there's excessive rules and regulations that are either being removed or being put into place. Is our employment going down? Is he or she doing what they promised they were going to be doing on the campaign trail? And does our president listen to his or her constituency? See, those items matter to me because we can all assume and read into a tweet, or we can take out of context what somebody is saying. I even see people do it with our Constitution. You know, when a Second Amendment says a well-regulated militia, people are like, well, it says well-regulated. Yeah, but you're taking the subject out of the sentence. Thus, you are taking it out of context. So people in the media, which is a topic we discussed earlier, tend to be hired by having the same views and opinions of the person who owns the news company. And there's only like six major media corporations, you know, that are running and spreading this information. So you can imagine that some of it's disinformation, some of it's fake news media, and definitely know that it's biased, swayed by personal opinion. They do donate to campaigns, so they do have their own agenda for the people that they want to see in office. So we need to remember that and do our own research and figure out what it is that we are looking for and what it is that we want, and not go off of what the media is saying, but also do your research to see if what they're saying is skewed by the art of rhetoric and the art of argumentation. Is it ethos, pathos, or logos based? Which, and how are they coming at you? What is the goal for the information that they're giving you? Are we talking about bills that are regarding our infrastructure? Or, you know, are we talking about a tweet? Because I really would like to see some really good things go through Congress, but we're at a standstill and a stall because we're more worried about impeaching a president or impeaching a speaker or all of this other stuff, and nobody's doing their job. I think that Congress people get paid way too much. They are out of touch with their constituency because an average person does not get paid almost $200,000 a year. An average person does not have access to the healthcare that they have access to. And therefore, they're disassociated. They don't understand what an average American goes through and the struggles that we have. They're not there. They don't have it. Like, you know, a prime example is they have no problem having security guards, whether they're Democrat or Republican, that have arms and have guns. But when it comes to passing reasonable rules or regulations or anti-rules and regulations or coming to a common ground when it comes to guns, whether it's for mass shootings or school shootings or just basic issues, you know, suicide, whatever it is, they're so stuck on their side, but yet pretty hypocritical that they themselves have an armed guard. So we need to think about that. You know, we need to realize where we're coming from. So I support our Constitution 100%. So that means even if I disagree with our president's personal views or comments or means of expressing themselves, I do not judge them. I 100% support our First Amendment. Like I said, I've never agreed with anyone 100% in my life. So I look for policies, not personality, right? I'm not going to go into what Trump has said or try to explain or give reasons or justification to what he's done or how he's doing it. I don't know Trump. I've never met him. Thus, I do not judge him. He is a man with his own views and opinions, and he, as well as you and me, are protected by our Constitution, just as we all are. So it's okay if we disagree on this topic. I will always respect your views and your opinions. I will never judge you, as I don't judge my friends or my family because we may have voted different or they have voted differently from me. I respect simply the fact that they voted. I think that's a beautiful thing that they voted, regardless if we agree or disagree with how they vote. I did not vote for Barack Obama, nor did I care much for the policies or what he did when he was in office. But I did want the best for him and his administration, as I do for all of our presidents, because at the end of the day, he was my president and Trump is my president. So I am running for office because I want to be the change that I want to see. And that's it. That's what I want to bring to the table. So I'm giving you everything as honestly as I can. Yes, I voted for Trump. Yes, I support Trump. And I would love to have this conversation with anybody that's willing to have it with me, as long as we can do a common sense approach, if we could leave away with the name calling. And I want to bring light to something that I think is hypocritical yet once again. If you don't like somebody, that's fine. And maybe I'm old school, but if you have nothing nice to say, say nothing at all. And if you're going to bring up Trump's color of his skin or the color of his hair, that makes you a racist. When you make fun of somebody and you call him the orange dude, or you do any of that, that is racist. That epitomizes racism. And when you start something off in a negative, you can never find compromise. You can never find a common ground. You have to respect everybody. Even if they're not giving it, you have to learn to listen to them and figure out what they're trying to say. Because I can't listen to people when they've started their foot out with, that stupid orange mushroom guy or whatever you guys are calling people. Wow. If you have nothing nice to say, say nothing at all. And let's talk about issues that really matter, like policies, like immigration, like infrastructure, like taxes, like education, like fixing our bridges, bringing innovative ideas like solar roadways to Congress. Let's talk about things that are going to benefit you people, the citizens of the United States of America. Let's motivate people and give people, and let's incentivize people to be the best that they can be. Let's lift up our friends, our families, and our neighbors. Let's not tear each other down. Let's be positive. I have this whole theory of negativity that I rule my life on, and that's I try to, in my best bet, and always put my best foot forward, and I try to be positive. I don't say things like never, don't, can't, won't. You know, I say I'm going to try. I'm going to do my best. I know I said I don't do that, but I'm saying those are the things I am attempting not to say when it comes to me accomplishing things or me thinking about other people. I don't assume that anybody means the worst. I always assume they mean the best. And somehow through something, through the lack of communication or through the misunderstanding of text messages or emails, that I am misunderstanding what they're saying. And so I go back to the person and we try to figure things out. There is one thing that I will say about me. I'm not passive aggressive. I'm not wishy-washy. I am not a type of person that you don't know where I stand. I am honest. I am brutally blunt. And I live my life by honesty is a bigger pill, an easier pill to swallow than you hearing a lie or hearing a lie and finding out the truth later. So I don't beat around the bush. And sometimes I sound curt or possibly even rude. My intention is not that. I just, at any given time, want everybody in my life to know where I stand on any given topic. I'm not ashamed of who I am. I'm not embarrassed of who I am. All the decisions I've made in my life have made me the person that I am today. And I'm a lifelong learner. And I love education. And I love learning. I love the art of argumentation. I think John Toulmin is wrote a wonderful theory on it. And I try to base my life on whether when somebody gives me a claim, do they have supporting evidence? And what's the rebuttal going to be? And are they going to change my mind? If not, I need to listen to this person so that I know how to solidify the stance and the claims that I've made, if it's an opposition or if I agree with them. So I'm willing to bring that to the table. Go to my webpage, AdelaWisdom.com. Call me, 573-310-9125. That's my personal cell phone number. Email me, Adela.Wisdom@gmail.com. register to vote. We don't vote until August of 2020. I have a three-way primary. My campaign is officially up and launched, so my donation page is available. Donate $5 to my campaign today. I really want to make sure that we're taking donations and contributions from the people in the state of Missouri. I know that everybody's on a budget, and we all are financially strapped. But we want to bring change in, and we're going to have to do it some way or another. So the small donations that we're asking for are going to go to help for traveling expenses. We're going to be doing local meet and greets at the libraries. We're going to be doing community cleanups, followed by a local barbecue at all denominations of different sorts of churches. And because I support your right and your freedom of speech, which also gives you your freedom of choice of religion. So I want to make sure that we're incorporating everybody, because these churches are all in District 3. And I want to work with everybody. I want to clean up the community. I want to meet everybody, and I want to talk with you all. I want to make sure I have pocket constitutions that are available for everybody. So those are all going to be there. I'm also going to have voter registration forms to make sure that everybody's registered to vote. And we'll be doing wonderful pictures. And I'm just, maybe you want to invite me over to dinner, invite your whole family, friends, barbecue. We can do a street party, and get a chance to meet and greet and talk to everybody that's out there. So I hope you all have a wonderful day. Tune in tomorrow as we discuss another topic. And I hope you all have a wonderful day and stay safe, and tune in tomorrow. Bye.